1. Origin and Nature of Creator Sons. When the fullness of absolute spiritual ideation in the Eternal Son encounters the fullness of absolute personality concept in the Universal Father, when such a creative union is finally and fully attained, when such absolute identity of spirit and such infinite oneness of personality concept occur, then, right then and there, without the loss of anything of personality or prerogative by either of the infinite deities, there flashes into full-fledged being a new and original Creator Son, the only begotten Son of the perfect ideal and the powerful idea whose union produces this new Creator personality of power and perfection. Each Creator Son is the only begotten and only begettable offspring of the perfect union of the original concepts of the two infinite and eternal and perfect minds of the ever-existent creators of the universe of universes. There never can be another such Son, because each Creator Son is the unqualified, finished, and final expression and embodiment of all of every phase of every feature of every possibility of every divine reality that could, throughout all eternity, ever be found in, expressed by, or evolved from those divine creative potentials which united to bring this Michael Son into existence. Each Creator Son is the absolute of the united deity concepts which constitute his divine origin. The divine natures of these Creator Sons are, in principle, derived equally from the attributes of both Paradise Parents. All partake of the fullness of the divine nature of the Universal Father and of the creative prerogatives of the Eternal Son. But as we observe the practical outworking of the Michael functions in the universes, we discern apparent differences. Some Creator Sons appear to be more like God the Father, others more like God the Son. For example, the trend of administration in the universe of Nevadon suggests that its creator and ruling son is one whose nature and character more resemble that of the eternal mother son. It should be further stated that some universes are presided over by Paradise Michaels, who appear equally to resemble God the Father and God the Son. And these observations are in no sense implied criticisms. They are simply a recording of fact. I do not know the exact number of Creator Sons in existence, but I have good reasons for believing that there are more than 700,000. Now we know that there are exactly 700,000 unions of days, and no more are being created. We also observe that the ordained plans of the present universe age seem to indicate that one union of days is to be stationed in each local universe as the counseling ambassador of the Trinity. We note further that the constantly increasing number of Creator Sons already exceeds the stationary number of the unions of days. But concerning the destiny of the Michaels beyond 700,000, we have never been informed.